And had a email. Did you send this around or just to me? Oh, just to me. If you read in Zechariah 11, 17, speaking of the coming Antichrist, it speaks of him having one arm with her and losing an eye, and that he's have a spot on his forehead, and you know, and all these kind of things. So this is a true story, by the way, as I read this. It's a big thing about the Pope deal, it says. As I understand it, Ratzinger was not the cardinal's first choice. That was, interesting, Cardinal Hans Grotje. Grotje was raised in a Catholic school in The Hague, and as a young man aspired to become a priest but was drafted in the Army during World War II and spent 2 years co-piloting B-17s until his aircraft was shot down in 1943 and he lost his left arm. Uh-oh. Captain Grotje spent the rest of the war as a chaplain, giving spiritual aid to soldiers, both allied and enemy. After the war, he became a priest, serving as a missionary in Africa, piloting his own plane, in spite of the handicap, and to villages across the continent. In 1997, Father Grotje was serving in Zimbabwe when an explosion in a silver mine caused a cave-in. Archbishop Grotje went down into the mine to administer last rites to those who were severely injured to move them. And another shaft collapsed, and he was buried for 3 days. Uh-oh. Suffering multiple injuries, including the loss of his right eye. The high silver content in the mine's air gave him purpura, a lifelong condition characterized by purplish skin blotches. And although Cardinal Grotje devoted his life to the service of God as a scholar, mentor, and holy man, church leaders felt that he should not ever ascend to the papacy. They felt that the church would never accept a one-eyed, one-armed, flying purple papa leader. You didn't have the courage to do it. I did. Okay. But it's interesting because the rest of the story is all true. And then, you know, boom. Let's pray. Father, we come before you again, and we're so thankful for your goodness, Lord, for your mercy and grace. And dear God, when we want to see you and who you are and what your character is, all we have to do is look at Jesus, and we see you, the invisible God. And even that you would come in the flesh and dwell among us, a God that if we looked upon you, we would die. We can look at Jesus and live. In fact, that's where life begins and never ends, is in Jesus Christ, the creator of the universe, the sustainer of everything. If there's anyone here this morning that has just really not gotten in sync, not trusted God with their lives, your maker is calling on you to come back and get in sync. He wants to bless you. He wants to sustain you. He wants to give you strength. He wants to trade beauty for ashes and give back to you that which the worm hath eaten, the canker worm. And God always saves the best for last in all of our lives. As we hasten and look forward to his coming and the redemption of the entire universe. If you're here, God wants to touch you afresh. He wants you to have the faith to walk out trusting him with your life afresh. Say yes, Master. You are the good shepherd. I am just a sheep of your pasture. I surrender.
Let's all stand.
Oh Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe display. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, can take it in.
That on the cross,
that on the cross, thy burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to how great.